Hey, everybody, this is Stully Hefty.
This is Heaton Cha, and in a rare turn of events today, we're going to talk about something that was inspired by a book.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
This book is called Play Bigger. And the book is about what people are calling category design. Mm. And this is the idea that in a business, in a company, in a startup, you have the ability to create a category.
There's a lot of value in creating a category, thinking about what you're building as like a new category that you can then own, right?
Yeah, that too. Exactly.
So, you know, I'm building a product. I have a startup. I have a few customers. I have a little bit of revenue. Usually I play in some space, right, that broadly we can define in one way or another. And the question now becomes, is it worth the exercise of trying to come up with a new positioning and branding and give this thing that our software does a category name? Maybe two recent examples that I can think of, HubSpot created the category or named the category of inbound marketing, right? And content marketing. I think Adrift is a good, very recent example in the SaaS space where they, instead of just saying we're doing chat, live chat, which is something that other companies have done before Drift, they started framing this as conversational marketing and calling this a big new emerging category and a big new trend. And there's many, many other categories, Gainsight with success, software, and all that kind of stuff. How do you think about doing category design? Does every company need to? And is it just a marketing and branding exercise, or does your product really need to do something uniquely different that is its own category in order to be able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, the line in there is, and I have this saved, and I have it saved because I've been thinking about this a lot. And the line I would use for that is basically like, it's much easier to be number one in a category you created. And I think that that's really this idea in the book and this idea of category design, which is age old. And so I guess my response on this whole thing is like, most products are already in an existing category. Very few products create a new category, like literally like they're already sitting in a new category, right? When they start, for example, HubSpot resegmented blogging. That's my opinion. Blogging was a very personal thing. HubSpot comes around, sees this pattern based on Dharmesh Shah, one of the co-founders, blogging about startups on his blog on startups.com. He convinces Brian, the CEO, now CEO, co-founder of HubSpot, to start the company around this idea that blogging can be done for business. And that's really, to me, how I would describe the original category that HubSpot was in, which is blogging. They were building blogging software, believe it or not. That's my take on it. And they resegmented that as they started talking to customers into what they called inbound marketing, which is this idea that you don't need to do paid marketing in order to get traffic and leads and customers. And then they built a whole suite of software. And now, you know, it's a public company growing super fast and all kinds of things are going on. But originally, to me, it was resegmentation. They were not in their own category. And then they resegmented the category and gave it a name. So that's one example. And then the one you use for Drift, to me, was a resegmentation of what I'm calling content marketing. The reason for that is after we went into inbound marketing and blogging, content marketing became a thing. It's like basically any kind of content that you're putting out there for marketing purposes, even though that's been done, that's what people started calling it because it went beyond blogging. And it was all about doing this marketing and getting emails or getting leads. And so Drift is basically saying, okay, well, you're doing content marketing. That's great. Traffic's coming to your site. We got this thing called conversational marketing to help you convert those people without just using email. They basically replaced this idea of what I call content marketing and my definition of it with conversational marketing. So that's like two good examples where they resegmented an existing category. They took something that was a pattern that was working and they gave it a name and they built a software around that in a business.
So how do you decide when this is valuable or not? Or would you say this is something that is universally valuable and every startup should strive to do category design and to resegment? Is this just an exercise that every startup should try to be number one in the category that they named or designed? Or is this something that becomes relevant at a certain phase? What's your thinking on that?
Yeah, I wonder. I really wonder. I think this is not clean cut and clear. And in the past, like, one of the things that category design really was called was branding. That's my thing. Like, positioning. There you go. Yeah. So it's almost like, okay, you know, you want a differentiated position in the market. Now that the markets are crowded, creating a category of your own and naming it and then marketing it as such. In Drift's case, they wrote the book on it, right? And things like that, like recently. Like, it's not for the faint of heart. If you find yourself in resegmenting a category and you see customers drawn to it and it's different, then yeah, it's worth it. But if you're in a category and it exists and people understand it and there's a lot of software in it, it's not necessary to do to stand out from the crowd